New research from the International Monetary Fund has revealed that war is the most damaging form of economic shock. The research shows that losses to economic output as a result of conflict typically exceed those resulting from financial crises or natural disasters, with the economic consequences often lasting longer. While countries directly involved in wars face higher costs, the research shows ripple effects reach far and wide. Political risk analyst and Eurasia Group president Ian Bremmer says even if the war ends now, the costs will be immense.
If the war really ends now, if the ceasefire sticks, and we're able to see a beginning of reconstruction of the damage that's been done in the region, I think we might end up looking at a total economic cost of about, let's say, 20% of the global pandemic. So very significant, but something that we'll be able to live through in a year's time, for example.